Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
Hi there, I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And I'm Kim Stewart.
And welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today we're talking about five must-dos for successful mobile marketing.
Right, so we all know that engagement is important, and social media has really developed ways to engage, mostly through the use of notifications. Now, big surprise, they do this because notifications and the way that we're notified with something like a ding or a vibration, these actually work.
And everyone has a mobile phone now. Nearly 90% of those are smartphones, and everyone is connected to everything every minute of every day. And 90% of passes on those phones stay on the phone. And all those beeps and dings coming from your smartphone mean something. They're indicators, reminders for you to engage. If you're an owner of a company or business, big or small, a marketer, and you think to yourself, can any of those dings, notifications, reminders be for my business? Well, they can be in an inexpensive way, targeted, and engaged methods.
So let's stop for a couple minutes here and get the first-time listeners up to speed, or the people who really don't understand mobile wallet campaigns versus a traditional mobile app campaign. So Hazel, you have your usual two-minute rundown segment, so I'm going to hand it back to you and let you take that.
Mobile wallet campaigns are incredibly effective marketing collateral when you set them up correctly and implement them in a way that increases engagement with customers, prospects, referrals, and so on. In a nutshell, a mobile wallet campaign consists of a mobile wallet pass that's added to individual phones. iPhones use Apple Wallet, which is native iOS application. And Android phones use any of a number of third-party apps to achieve the same goals. The pass has two sides, the front and the back. The front of the pass is like a digital calling card. It normally has the name of your product or business, perhaps a tagline or logo, and should be styled to complement your existing logo and collateral. We can include a QR code and a barcode on the front of the pass if you're interested in tracking users via the passes, although the tracking default does not contain any personal information unless we have created a customized solution for you. The front of the pass should be designed to get someone's attention, colorful maybe, or with a unique tagline or similar. It requires a very simple, clean design since most phone screens are not that big. The back of the pass is where the magic happens, as I like to call it, and this is the area of the pass where you're really going to be able to get your message out there and include some very efficient calls to action that result in quantifiable results. The structure of the mobile wallet pass means that everything on the back that is formatted in a way that the phone recognizes, like a phone number, an address, a URL, a link to iTunes or YouTube, and so on. Those apps are actually launched when the user taps a link on the back of the pass. What that means in real terms is that if you're promoting your podcast, you can send your subscribers a lock screen notification and they have the ability to tap the back links and your podcast will start playing in the correct app, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or whatever. It also means that if you're a realtor, for instance, and you include the address of a property you're promoting, a prospective buyer can tap the address on the back of the pass, launch maps, complete with driving directions. Tap to call, tap to email, tap to launch social media apps like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and others. These are simply handled by the wallet app, and there's no coding or formatting involved. It really couldn't be any easier. Passes can be shared through a variety of means. The most popular method is including the pass URL as a link or in a print ad as a type in request using a browser. Other ways include the share function on the pass, having someone open Apple Wallet or scan the QR code directly, or even sending the pass via iMessages or email from the phone. Last but not least, the passes include location and proximity targeting features, which means that using the geofencing and location awareness that's built into smartphone offers you the ability to send lock screen notifications based on where someone is, as well as sending them time-based, or what we like to call static messages. You've probably seen this at the airport if you're having a boarding pass in your Apple Wallet on iPhone, for instance. When you get close to the security screening checkpoint, the boarding pass automatically pops up on your lock screen, and you don't have to search for it or open the app or unlock the phone to see it. So there you have it, the 2-minute rundown on just what and how a mobile pass works, where it goes in the iPhone, and what it can do. A couple of ways come to mind for me when I think engagement. One is that Facebook uses notifications to inform you of when someone is going to be on Facebook Live, or the way messages appear on the lock screen from iBeacons. Once you set your goals, campaigns, and decide on what messaging to use using these successful strategies. So we'll go over 5 of them today.
So the first one that comes to mind for me is you have to create reasons to have your customers actually share with their social networks. So I think when I think about this, this could vary everything from I'm having a flash sale, tell your friends, to you just signed up for a new loyalty program and the loyalty program asks you to post on social media saying that you've joined. I could even think where reviews or product ratings are also good reasons that you might get someone to share the URL of a pass over their social network.
Right. And that brings us to 2, loyalty card integrates with a loyalty program, making you a small retailer or a cafe. And actually really doesn't matter who you are and what your company does. All passes can be used to start your loyalty program. No more carrying key fobs around or finding the punch card in your wallet. So we have another episode. We discuss ways to set your loyalty program up and we walk through strategies. If you listen back to podcast 45, we discuss the ways a loyalty program can be set up using mobile notifications. And that episode is blowing up right now. But in this episode, we figure out what you need. The best way and affordable way to get a good loyalty program off the ground. That mobile first using a pass inside a mobile wallet and leveraging existing technology on the cheap to build a program that suits your needs and makes your customers smile when they're saving money or getting a bonus or freebie from you.
So I think that brings us up to 3. And 3 is a pretty simple one. Mobile is the fastest way to reach out to your base. Lock screen notification is fast, is effective. People don't complain about it, and, you know, like you said, it's very effective. I think, was it the start of the episode where Hazel mentioned that 90% of mobile wallet passes that are put on phones generally stay on phones, and you can seamlessly change those passes as you switch from one campaign to another. So this is one of those things that works really well for retailers during the holiday. So say you're going from a Black Friday to a pre-Christmas sale to a Boxing Day sale to other discounts.
If you look a little deeper into that, Kim, let me explain how that pass works.
Okay, so I think in retail, it's about connecting to the prospect to get them to buy. So engagement now is through a mobile device, and reaching out through the mobile device brings them additional revenue.
It does, which does bring us to 4, and that's lock screen messaging using iBeacon or Eddystone. It's no surprise that proximity marketing is a hot way for marketers to reach and engage with clients. It's easy to measure, and it gets the best bang for the buck. So using it with your promotional campaigns is an ideal way to reach your base. We discuss in many episodes and articles the variety of ways to use the iBeacons, and not only in retail environments, but at events, museums, with real estate agents, have all become common practice when they set up an open house, for instance. And in case you didn't know what it is, beacons are a short-range transmitter that work about 70 to 100 meter range, and alert a prospect's phone with a short message that's seen on the lock screen.
Right. So we are using iBeacons with our technology, and our third-party apps for Android are compatible with iBeacons. So I just want to keep that part sorted out on how the mobile passes actually work. So we have enabled an iBeacon to actually work on an Android phone.
Right, and that's an important marketing tool that should not be overlooked. And remember, there's no one way to use it, but many ways. So on a side note, we work with many types of companies that use iBeacons for their desired results, depending on the campaign that they've got set up. Now, on Mobile Wallet Marketer, you'll find an iBeacon planner, and in it, we go through the basics by providing a worksheet of what your campaign's objective and work on getting you towards your goal. Along the way, there's definitions and facts to keep your campaign on task as much as possible. This can be worked for any business or SMB. Inside the worksheet is not only questions to plan out the campaign, but examples of types of promotions that work with the right messaging strategies.
Right, and I don't think that we can stress this enough. If you're not using mobile marketing and mobile ad campaigns for your business, there are other people who compete with you who are successfully using these strategies and, you know, literally, they're taking money out of your pocket.
Yes. And finally, the number five must-do for successful mobile marketing. This is the final one. It's integrating your campaign to mobile platform. You can start with one campaign and go from there. Start off with a strong draw, a push to get your client used to using a mobile coupon. And not only that's a reason for them to talk to you, but it also is great to go over social media. So Starbucks does this draw in new customers to their mobile loyalty program. They do it by giving a new customer something enticing, like a free coffee for the first campaign or a free topping for the next one, something that gives them a reason to sign up. And that's a main thing to consider. Was what kind of deep discount? Will it be 20, 30% off the product selection? Or will you be giving it away for free? And then to think about what you want is a new, shiny, loyal user. And he's going to shout out to everyone they know through social media. So provide them with a link to that on the campaign's mobile pass. The more that a client sees and uses the mobile campaign, the more likely it is that they'll keep liking it and engage with you further, keeping money in your pocket over your competitors. Expand into another campaign and get the feel for the wheel, as they say. Try it out as a mobile coupon or membership card and gains members along the way. Like if it worked for Starbucks and they sell coffee, so we're sure it's going to work for you.
Right, so before we wrap up this episode, let's run down the five must-dos to be successful at mobile marketing. So, number one is create reasons to have customers share the pass over social networks. Number two, loyalty card integration with your loyalty program. Number three, mobile is the fastest way to reach out to your base. Number four, lock screen messaging using iBeacon or Eddystone. And number five, and probably the most important one, is that you must integrate your campaign on a mobile platform. Start with one simple offering and build from there to expand.
And that brings us to the end of our episode, the five must-dos for mobile marketing. If you're not doing them, check out our articles and talk to us. We'll sort you out. To listen for more best practices of using mobile passes for your loyalty program, again, check out episode 45. We'll show you how to use them, set up the basics. And that's it for today. You can find us at mobilewalletmarketer.com, where that iBeacon worksheet is, at dominoresearch.com/podcast to listen to more episodes. And if you're in the cannabis industry, check us out at cannabiswallet.net. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.